on ABC Radio Brisbane, you're listening to Rebecca Levingston.
In 2018, Matt and Caitlin, a pair of Brisbaneites actually, they didn't know each other, but they crossed paths on a tour of Europe. They became good friends, but when Matt fell seriously ill, it certainly changed their travel plans. Now, 2 years later, they are teaming up again. It's kind of a story of Caitlin trying to come to the rescue. The ABC's Sophie Volker has the story.
When Matt Davey jetted off on a European tour in 2018, he thought he'd have the time of his life. 23 years old at the time, Matt met his tour guide, Caitlin, and the two quickly bonded over their ties with Brisbane and their love of travel. But before the tour was finished, Matt became seriously ill.
We were driving from San Sebastian over to Barcelona and I had a seizure on the last day of the trip, so ended up in hospital on the last day.
And what was that like for both of you?
Pretty traumatic. I guess it was just a really uncertain period where we didn't really know what was going on.
I went with him into the hospital and it was confusing because they only spoke Spanish and neither of us, so I think I knew like
You spoke probably more Spanish than me, but...
But not enough to get by.
Yeah.
I think for both of us, there was a lot of uncertainty in that not only could they not communicate what was going on, but also I don't think they really knew what was going on as well.
After 4 days in a Barcelona hospital, Matt discharged himself and headed back to Australia. It was a week later that he was told he had terminal brain cancer. In Australia, almost 2,000 people are diagnosed with brain cancer each year. About 360 of those are in Queensland. And while it might be relatively rare, it's extremely deadly, with a mortality rate of nearly 80%. The diagnosis left Matt feeling numb.
I don't think I really knew how to deal with it because I think as a young person, getting told that you have cancer is pretty horrific in any sense, but I think for me, I kind of just shut off emotionally and just tried to deal with it the best that I could at the time.
Throughout the entire process of Matt's surgery and radiation, Caitlin kept in close contact.
I was pretty rocked when, I found out the diagnosis. I think probably Matt and I had the same sort of false positivity when he was sick. We were sort of thinking, it won't be anything that bad. Each time I saw him, it was sort of more bad news. I think that's kind of how it was, because I was never there for any of the good points.
When the pandemic forced Caitlin to come home to Brisbane, she knew she wanted to do something to help. The planning began, and this Sunday, Caitlin will shave her head to raise funds and awareness for brain cancer. Matt will be right by her side, holding the scissors.
So after Matt had gone through radiation, I'd sort of thought, it'd be something I wanted to do as a support for him. It's weird. I think women shaving their head, people see it as more of a big deal. And I think because we have a story as well to tell, it's been, people have received it really well, which has been awesome.
And how are you feeling about it?
Yeah, good. So yeah, it really is. Everyone keeps asking me that with a weird face on. No, I actually am really excited. I'm not even thinking about the head shave. I'm just so excited. For Matt.
I think it just is a testament to what a good friend Caitlin is, and she's been with me pretty much for the whole journey. Even though she's been overseas and traveling, she has been very present throughout the whole experience. So it's really special for me to have her do this for me. And we've got a lot of really supportive friends that have kind of jumped on board and really supported the cause.
Already, Matt and Caitlin have raised more than $5,000 to go towards the Cure Brain Cancer Foundation. That figure's expected to increase at the weekend. It's funding that Cure Brain Cancer Foundation's head of research, Dr. Robert Rapkins, says is vital for improving outcomes in Australia.
Brain cancer in Australia, and in fact across the world, is really heavily underfunded. A, it's really hard to treat, so scientists generally stay away from it. And also, it's relatively one of the rarer cancers. There's only 1,900 people in Australia diagnosed each year. So a lot of pharma companies or other researchers just don't want to deal with it for multiple reasons. For example, even just getting access to samples is really difficult. So that's generally speaking why it's so underfunded. Unfortunately, because it's so deadly, it has a really high burden on taxpayer money as well. It's a really expensive disease to treat. So what we at Cure Brain Cancer really do and need is people to get out there and fundraisers so we can compensate. And it's a really tight-knit community, and they're great. They do so many different things.
Caitlin and Matt are hoping their Shave event on Sunday will spark some conversations and ultimately improve the outcomes for people living with brain cancer across Australia.
One of the things that's been quite shocking is how many people have reached out since we've started, you know, advertising for the fundraiser and everything, with their own stories of brain cancer, whether it be friends or family or themselves. You don't really know how many people have suffered and have gone through it as well. It's weird. It's like almost a taboo cancer. Like, people just don't talk about it. So, yeah, it is cool to get the conversation going, like, amongst our wider community, you know, and for every person that turns up to that fundraiser, you know, there's another 20, 30, 40 people that they're going to tell about it. So, yeah, it'll just, yeah, hopefully it'll have a big impact.
When I asked Matt if he had any words of advice for other young people living with brain cancer, he said it all came down to the people around him.
I guess it's just important to know that there is a lot of support around you, and you just have to find the right places and the right people to ask, you know, whether it be going and finding the right medical team or, you know, reaching out with your family or your friends. Finding the right people really, really helps you work through the whole experience. And for me, having somebody like Caitlin that's constantly there reminds me that, you know, I am supported and that people do really care about me. So, yeah, I guess that's the biggest thing. Just find the right support and don't give up.
Caitlin will be shaving her head for Matt at Newstead Brewery from 1:30 this Sunday afternoon. If you want to donate, curebraincancer.org.au and donate to Caitlin Lawrence's Shave for Matt. What a beautiful friendship.
On ABC Radio Brisbane, you're listening to Rebecca Livingston.